When it comes to your child's education, you have a better tuition-free choice in your community. Charter Schools USA is committed to providing high-quality education to all students, regardless of zip code. Our schools offer innovative teaching approaches, immersive tech-rich environments, and collaborative learning spaces that help students achieve their full potential, all backed by safety measures parents trust. To find a Charter Schools USA school near you, visit topcharterschools.org.
With Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi, you get reliably fast Wi-Fi in every corner of your home. That's how my uncle, the ring announcer, explained it.
In this corner, you can rumble with the best online players.
And in this corner of the basement,
you can knock out an entire series.
How about this corner in the attic?
Oh, yeah, even in this corner with the spiders!
Wi-Fi like a champ with wall-to-wall coverage from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Shake your phone to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. In certain cases, Panoramic Wi-Fi pods sold separately may be required for extended coverage. Restrictions apply.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have your scores, highlights, and post-game comments from Game 5 of the 2022 NBA Finals. Of course, Golden State regains the series lead. They now lead the series 3-2 as they would beat Boston in Game 5. Final score, 104-94. Again, we'll have your scores, highlights, and post-game comments from Game 5 of the 2022 NBA Finals. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Andrew Wiggins. Andrew, we know about Andrew's story. He was a former number one overall pick drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers, later traded on draft night to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and basically he fell into oblivion, so to speak. No one really knew about him. People knew he was a talented player coming out of the University of Kansas for being athletic, being a great two-way player, giving you not only offense, but also giving you defense as well. Andrew, of course, he's Canadian. We know about his pedigree, being amongst the Canadian explosion of great players coming from that nation with the likes of Jamal Murray, just to name a few. And again, he only played 1 year at the University of Kansas and then drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers in the 2014 NBA draft, was traded on draft night to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and again, 6 seasons with that team, and then later goes to the Golden State Warriors. And this is his second year with the Warriors. He makes his first NBA All-Star team. In addition to that, he really steps up big. Klay Thompson was out for much of the first half of the year. Klay didn't play his first game this year until January. But nevertheless, Andrew made the most out of his opportunity, again, making his first NBA All-Star team. In addition to his other accolades, he won NBA Rookie of the Year and also made an NBA All-Rookie First Team. Andrew had the game of his life so far. Andrew came in, handled his business, and scored 26 points and 13 rebounds, giving him a double-double in Game 5. If there was the highlight of Game 5, the highlight of Game 5 was Andrew Wiggins. Andrew came in, handled his business, and then some. Andrew came in and possibly had the best game, the best playoff game of his young career so far. He's only 27, and man, the growth is still there. I mean, when you talk about people that are waiting for that one shining moment, this was Andrew Wiggins' shining moment thus far in his young NBA career, and that shining moment came in Game 5. He handled his business in Game 4, getting a double-double, but Game 5 was really the statement game for Andrew Wiggins. Matter of fact, here's Andrew in action in Game 5.
Brown has had some excellent postseason, including a couple of terrific games here in the finals as Wiggins floats it up and in.
A little pin down. They put two on the ball. Good pass. I just think when you're a star, you run back, you try to block the shot, but you don't foul unnecessarily.
Wiggins makes his move, falling away, jumper's good. Eric White with some physical balls and eye on Wiggins. One-on-one with Wiggins. Turns, shoots, scores. Wiggins got 6 points here in the first. Wiggins, super aggressive right there. Just inside, shot is good, and a foul. Right on cue, and a chance for a three-point play.
Boy, it's scary how good you are at knowing the game of basketball. You called on Wiggins being aggressive, and he responds. Gets the hoop and the contact, going to the line for the possible three-point play.
Well, you just look at the lineup. Iguodala hasn't played much, and that's not really his game. Payton's not, he's a defender.
Final of 24, Wiggins against White. That's a difficult turnaround shot, and Wiggins makes it look easy. Wiggins fakes the pass, drives inside, the runner well defended. Wiggins' second attempt misses, kicked out to Green. Right back to Wiggins for the lay-in. Brown drives on Green. Stolen by Payton. Lost it momentarily, shuffles it ahead to Curry. Curry to Wiggins. Wiggins the layup. It's good.
Carelessness by the Celtics, but give credit to the Warriors. Active hands, comes up to steal. Defense to offense. Curry finds a slashing, diving Wiggins for the easy deuce.
So White scores. Wiggins attacks, goes right at White. Layup, he banks it in.
All right, so again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and ABC Sports and the Walt Disney Company. And Andrew Wiggins went off in Game 5 with a double-double, having 26 points and 13 rebounds. Let's stay with Andrew for a moment. Andrew has had his share of highlights during these NBA playoffs. He did an insane dunk on Luka Doncic in Game 3 of the 2022 Western Conference Finals. Here's how it happened.
Brunson defends, snaps it outside to Wiggins. Goes by Fuller.
Oh!
Drops the sledgehammer!
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and Turner Sports. Well, Andrew had a similar moment. This time he threw down a monster dunk in the final minutes of Game 5. Here's how it happened.
Blew a 16-point lead. Well, they have bounced back in a big way. Wiggins drives and finishes! Exclamation point from Andrew Wiggins!
Has gotten his opportunity and has taken full advantage of it. It's not how you drive, it's how you arrive. Mama, there goes that man.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company. And Mark Jackson, Mike Breen, and Jeff Van Gundy on the call. And Mark Jackson said, it's not how you drive, it's how you arrive. And let me tell you something. Andrew Wiggins has been arriving in this postseason in the NBA playoffs and then currently in this NBA Finals series against the Boston Celtics. After the game, Golden State Warriors staff talks about Andrew's performance in Game 5.
He's embracing the challenge of consistency and, you know, what he's capable of doing on both ends of the floor. And the fact that there's opportunity for him to do what he's doing, like, because of the way that we play, because of the way that we've embraced him from day one. Try to paint a picture of what his skill set can do for us, to reach the highest level. So, and I think at the bottom line is he's just having fun playing basketball. That's the biggest thing. You know, everything he's been through in his career, all the talk about him as a number one guy, number two guy, number one pick, all that type of stuff. Like, I'm sure he's enjoying this more than anything else he's experienced in this league, and that's kind of what it's all about. Absolutely. I think we talked about it for Game 1 of the Denver series. Like, we didn't really know what it was going to look like because me, Clay, Draymond had only played 9 minutes or something like that in the regular season. We didn't really know what our rotations were going to look like. And we had some guys that hadn't played in the playoffs and had a deep run before, so that were going to be in the playing meaningful minutes. Wiggs at the top of that list, so we wanted to peak at the right time and keep building, keep getting better every single game. And you talk about it, and you hope that it's going to work. And thankfully, it's gotten us to this point. And we got one more win, and I think I talked about it when was talking about Wiggs earlier, he's just definitely enjoying the fact that what he's capable of doing on the floor and the way he prepares his mind and his body to go out there and hoop, that it's leading to success at the highest level.
Oh, it's special. I mean, buying in is one of the biggest keys to success in this league. And for what Andrew did tonight, I mean, we don't get more excited than when Wiggs dunks on somebody mean mugs them. That really uplifts the whole team and the Bay Area. And I mean, Jordan Poole was clutch tonight. Gary Payton the second. I mean, I go down the list. We just had contributions from the whole roster.
Well, no, that didn't happen right away. I think he, started to fill it out, but coming into this year, he was an all-star starter for a reason. He defended very well. He scored the ball very well, and really just plugged right in. Like, it wasn't like, oh, you need to call a set for him every time. He's just kind of been getting it, and he's continued to do that. And I think the bigger the challenge has been that we've thrown in front of him, the better he's responded. And that's a guy like that. That's a guy, you want a guy like that, when the stakes get big, they respond and they play their best basketball, and that's what he's been doing. I mean, that trust has been building for 2.5 years now since he got here. A lot of people looked at that trade like, oh, it's another piece that they can move. And we looked at the trade from the very beginning like, that is a guy who can fit next to a healthy group absolutely well. I think, when he first came here, and I'll never forget, it's when Tibbs wasn't with the Knicks. And Tibbs was like, you guys are going to love him. He competes. He defends. And he was telling us Jimmy loved him. And we all know how Jimmy Butler is. Like, if you got any softness to you, Jimmy don't like you. That's just how Jimmy is cutting. And he's continued to show that. He's continued to get better. He's taken on every challenge that we've thrown in front of him, and it's huge. And we need him to do that for one more win.
Just his urgency. He comes out with force. After I went out, he had the role to guard the best guy for extended periods of time. And he took the challenge on, and he's doing it on both ends. He's doing the best he can on defense, and he's playing, tremendous on offense and making plays for us. But, he just stepped up and took on the challenge.
We knew we needed his athleticism and his defense and his versatility, and we had no idea, that he would make this kind of contribution. But I think it's a reminder that for almost every player in the NBA, circumstances are everything. You kind of need to find the right place, the right teammates, that kind of stuff. And Wiggs has been a great fit.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and that was comments from Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Gary Payton II, and Steve Kerr. And they were all talking about Andrew Wiggins and what he brings to the table and that phenomenal game 5 that he had. And if you heard Draymond's comments, people were saying when Andrew was brought over in the trade from Minnesota 2 years ago, people were saying that, oh, well, he must be a piece. But Draymond was like, no, he's not a piece. He is someone that's very valuable to this team, and you've seen it in a short amount of time, and especially in this season, in terms of with Andrew, what he brings to the table, being a great two-way player, as Draymond mentioned, both on the offense and the defensive side. And, of course, Andrew making his first NBA All-Star team this year. And, of course, he's a former Rookie of the Year. So, Andrew, it's his time is now, and definitely somebody that's come in and made big strides, and someone that's coming in and doing what he does best and continue to provide value to the Golden State Warriors going forward in this series. My next storyline is going to be free throws. The Boston Celtics did not knock down their free throws at all in Game 5. Jason Tatum shot 33% from the free throw line. Al Horford shot 50%. Jaylen Brown, 80%. Marcus Smart, 75%. Derek White, he shot 50% from the free throw line. A total, Boston shot 67% from the free throw line in Game 5. As for the Golden State Warriors, they shot 86% from the free throw line. Boston missed a lot of free throws, especially in that fourth quarter. Tatum, Brown, Derek White, Marcus Smart, those gentlemen, including Al Horford, they missed some big free throws when it was crunch time, especially in the fourth quarter. When you're in an NBA Finals, you've got to knock down your free throws. And again, this was a winnable game for the Celtics, considering how they shut down Steph Curry. He only had 16 points. We'll get to that in just a moment. But you have to knock down your free throws. You have to make them, especially when you're playing a team that's so offensively strong like the Golden State Warriors. And they've been in this position before, and it's just no excuse. Hopefully they get back to Boston for Game 6. Coach Ime Udoka will talk to his guys and let them know about the importance of not only staying with the tempo, but most importantly, making your free throws. My last storyline is going to be Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson. Yes, Klay is one half of the duo, the Splash Brothers, him and Steph Curry. Klay has been through a lot these last 2 years, suffering a torn ACL in Game 6 of the NBA Finals 3 years ago against the Toronto Raptors, and then he wound up hurting his Achilles tendon in a practice, and it caused him to miss 2 years. But it's been a long time coming, but Klay is definitely back. And while Steph didn't have his best game in the series, Klay definitely stepped up being the other Splash Brother and would give them 21 points. Klay shot 45% from three-point range in Game 5. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And again, it's the great 1-2 punch that him and Steph have had together for so long as they've had this Warrior dynasty. And they complement each other so well. Steph is the dribbler, the fast guy, the one that is the shooter, and then he's the scorer, whereas Klay is just the catch-and-shoot guy, the one that will stop, get his position, and he'll shoot the ball, and also a solid defender as well. And not to mention, Klay made some key defensive stops when necessary, so kudos to Klay Thompson. It's been a long time coming for him. 2 years, long time, not playing any basketball, and certainly it was definitely worth the wait, but it was good to see Klay Thompson be in rare form for Game 5. All right, that takes care of my top three storylines. When we come back from the break, we'll have scores, highlights, and post-game comments from Game 5 of the 2022 NBA Finals. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim. Before we go to break, here's Andrew Wiggins one more time throwing down that monster dunk in the final minutes of Game 5.
Blew a 16-point lead, but they have bounced back in a big way. Wiggins drives and finishes! Exclamation point from Andrew Wiggins!
Has gotten his opportunity and has taken full advantage of it. It's not how you drive, it's how you arrive. Mama, there goes that man.
For over a decade, we've been perfecting the perfect length, fit, and feel of shorts. Our shorts make every weekday feel like the weekend. Chubbies, proper length men's shorts. Use code AUDIO15 for 15% off your first purchase.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus. From a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
UFO's active recovery footwear helped veteran quarterback Alex Smith get back to the highest level of football.
I think I've come to realize that nobody has it easy. Obviously, we all deal with injuries, recovery. We all have obstacles, challenges at different points in life. I still push myself every single day. The first time I put on a pair of UFOs, it was like someone released the pressure. It was so crazy. The more I was doing physically, the more I wore them. Having the ability to go do these things that I never thought possible is so amazing. When you are recovered and can do more that has a compounding effect on all aspects of your life. Stepping into a pair of UFOs, they're truly one of a kind. There's nothing like them.
Try UFOs for yourself at UFOs.com. That's OOFOS.com. That's UFOs.com.
Dad deserves double the thanks this year. So this Father's Day, give him the power tool system that has everything for every job. The Ryobi One Plus tool system now on special buy. Over 260 Ryobi tools powered by one interchangeable 18-volt battery. And for a limited time, when you make a qualifying Ryobi purchase, you get one select tool or battery free. Feels like Father's Day at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Offer valid through July 31st, 2022. Valid at participating stores and online. Limit one per transaction.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for scores, highlights, and post-game comments from Game 5 of the 2022 NBA Finals. In Game 5 of the 2022 NBA Finals, between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors, the Warriors would win 104-94. For Golden State, Andrew Wiggins had a double-double with 26 points and 13 rebounds. Klay Thompson would have 21 points. Not his best game, Steph Curry would finish with 16 points. Jordan Poole finished with 14 points. Gary Payton II had 15 points. Draymond Green would finish with 8 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. Meanwhile, on the losing side for the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum had a double-double with 27 points and 10 rebounds. Jaylen Brown would finish with 18 points. Marcus Smart finished with 20 points. And Robert Williams had 10 points. Again, the final score, the Golden State Warriors 104, the Boston Celtics 94. So Golden State now leads the series 3-2. Before the end of the third quarter, Jordan Poole, a.k.a. you could call him Mr. Buzzer Beater if you want to, because he's knocked down some buzzer beaters during this postseason run for the Warriors. Here's Jordan nailing another buzzer beater at the end of the third quarter.
Tatum, nearly fouled. Dangerous pass, shot clock at 3. Brown puts up the 3. Off the mark, rebound Wiggins. Got 3 seconds to get a shot off. Wiggins to Poole. Poole gets it off in time. Oh, he banks it in! He banks it in! They count it! As the buzzer sounds!
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company. That was Mike Breen on the call, and the shot did count. And it gave Golden State a 3-point lead at the end of the third quarter. And the fourth quarter was just complete domination for the Warriors. Here's how they made it happen in the fourth quarter.
Wiggins attacks, goes right at White. Layup, he packs it in. 18 for Wiggins. Thompson against Smart. Thompson finds some room. Puts it in. Boston also got a delay of game. Poole, pull-up jumper. It's good. Poole now with 14 points in 13 minutes. 10 straight points by Golden State. Looney. Curry back to Wiggins. Wiggins goes inside. Layup is good. Gorgeous move from Andrew Wiggins. Curry looking. Now drives. Wiggins across the lane, floats it up and in. Tatum's played all but 2 minutes and 16 seconds. Curry, the floater is good.
It's not going to be easy, and things are not going to go your way all night long.
Wiggins drives on Williams, flips it up and in. 24 for Andrew Wiggins.
Curry with Williams on him, double team. Payton floats it up and in.
The only big on the floor.
Curry makes his move on White, drives inside. Left-handed layup off the glass. Sweet move from Curry. Wiggins drives and finishes! Exclamation point from Andrew Wiggins.
has gotten his opportunity and has taken full advantage of it. It's not how you drive, it's how you arrive. Mama, there goes that man. Wiggins has been brilliant with 42 minutes to play, 26 points, 13 rebounds. Thompson, three-pointer, bang! And they do it on a night where their star players struggle shooting the ball. Curry tries, fires a three. Picks up and in by Tatum.
So that audio courtesy of the NBA and ABC Sports and the Walt Disney Company. And at the end of the third quarter, when Jordan Poole made that buzzer beater, that basically set the tone for Golden State to do damage in the fourth quarter, and they never looked back. As again, the final score in Game 5 of the 2022 NBA Finals, the Golden State Warriors 104, the Boston Celtics 94. Golden State leads the series 3-2. Now for the postgame comments, Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr talks about how his team played despite Steph Curry struggling to win Game 5.
Well, I mean, the key to the game was our defense. So, and Steph was a big part of that. You know, they were trying to attack him over and over again, and he held up really well. I thought Gary Payton and Wiggs and Draymond really keyed our defensive effort to hold that team to 94 points. That's what it takes, to win a finals game. It's got to be about the defense. And I think Steph was probably due for a game like this. You know, he's been shooting the ball so well that, at some point he was going to have a tough night. But we've got a lot of talent, a lot of depth that can make up for that. And the guys did a good job of that tonight.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Here's Coach Kerr when he was asked, how does he feel that his team is one win away from winning another NBA championship?
It's so exciting to be, part of the finals again. And, I think this whole season has kind of led to this. You know, a lot of individual stories, guys getting better, guys getting healthy. Here we are. We have a chance. We got two cracks at getting one win, but we also know how difficult it's going to be. So nobody's celebrating, but we're excited to be in this spot, and we want to take advantage of it.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's move along now to the other side of the court. Boston Celtics head coach Ime Udoka, he was asked if the officiating in the fourth quarter had an impact on them losing Game 5.
I think there was a little bit of that throughout the game, so not necessarily only in the fourth, but probably something we shouldn't do as much, and we all did too much.
All right, here he is again when he was asked, what's it like to once again have your backs against the wall in another elimination game?
Well, feeling the message to the guys is to be confident going home, get your rest, and then let's get ready to bring it back here. So for us, it's really about consistency. And that's the thing we're not having throughout a full game. It's a consistent effort, sustained effort, more so offensively than anything. And so that's the part where we got to have carry over from quarter to – not only game to game, but even quarter to quarter, like we saw in the third, and it doesn't happen in the fourth. So obviously we're all frustrated with tonight a little bit, but even prior – quarters and games, and so our message is take it one at a time. We've been here before and did it against Milwaukee, and let's bring it back out to the Bay.
All right, and here's Coach Udoka when he was asked about Jason Tatum's performance in Game 5.
Yeah, I said a part of that could be fatigue. Expended a lot, obviously, in playing 44 minutes. He was one of our main guys rolling, and so when he got it going in the third, we rode him a little bit longer there, and the bench production wasn't as sharp as usual, so we ran Jason longer, and some of that fatigue and decision-making could play a part in the fourth quarter. So, and that probably has something to do with the misses. Not only free throws, but some of his three-pointers being off a little bit.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. So Coach Udoka was mentioning about Jason Tatum. He didn't think that fatigue was an issue and that he's just got to get better on the offensive side. And as far as with the elimination game is concerned and having their backs against the wall, Coach Udoka said they've been through this situation before with Milwaukee and Miami, and he says that his guys are going to be prepared for Game 6 when the series shifts back to Boston. Let's move along now to a gentleman that is never in a loss for words, Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green. He was asked, did he feel like himself in game five.
Yeah, I felt more like myself, just aggressive on both sides of the ball. But I felt a little more like myself in game four as well after an atrocious game three. But, you know, just got to continue to build, you know, and I think tonight's a great start. Now looking forward to going into game six with the same energy and effort.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Draymond for a moment. He was asked about the Warriors' dominance in the fourth quarter in game five.
I think the way we responded in the third quarter was huge. And Jordan hitting that shot right before the clock expired was a great momentum boost for us. You know, when a team goes on a run like they did, and it was more than a run, they pretty much dominated the entire third quarter. For us to still go into the fourth quarter with the lead, that's huge. And I think that was something that we could build on, and we did. And, you know, coming out there in the fourth quarter, we were able to get stops, and we got out in transition, got a couple easy buckets. That was huge for us.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's move along now to Warriors guard Gary Payton II. He was asked about the Warriors' defense causing the Celtics to have turnovers in game five.
Just being aggressive, bringing the force to them, you know, from the jump, and just don't let them get comfortable.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Gary for a moment. For those of you that may have not been following his story, Gary got hurt in the second round series against the Memphis Grizzlies, suffering a devastating elbow injury. Good news is that it was a fractured elbow. He was asked about his road to recovery from the injury in Memphis to getting ready to play in the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah. I had no doubt in my mind that I was pushing to come back. I wasn't going to miss this for the world. So just focused on my rehab after that happened, and, you know, did everything I can to put myself in a position to be ready for, you know, game one or two.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. In game five, he handled his business. He scored 15 points. Gary was also asked, how does he feel to be one game away from winning an NBA championship?
It's probably a little too early to speak on that. You know, we got to go way over here and try to run this back for another 48 minutes and be aggressive. But, you know, it's so close, but yeah, so far. So just try to stay locked in and go on this road and, you know, and try to close out.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with the Warriors and guard Jordan Poole. Jordan was asked about the energy the Warriors had going into game five.
I mean, I feel like we had good energy being able to be on the road. Our team came out with a lot of fight. Energy and chase is good. We were able to feed off that and got a big win.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Jordan for a moment. If you heard the audio bite earlier, Jordan nailed a buzzer beater at the end of the third quarter. He was asked about the buzzer beater and how comfortable have the Warriors gotten throughout the series.
We got five games under our belt now, so being able to see some coverages and kind of get used to the way they guard. So definitely getting a little bit more comfortable as the series goes on. And as for the shots later in the shot clock or in the quarters, I mean, I always want those, and my teammates look for me on those. And the sliders kind of go up as the clock goes down. So just continue to be aggressive and look for my shot and just beat a moment, I guess.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And Jordan Poole has been Mr. Buzzer Beater throughout these playoffs for the Warriors, and he contributed in a big way in Game 5, giving them 14 points. Let's go back to the other end of the court on the losing side for the Boston Celtics. Forward Al Horford was asked if the officiating made a difference in the Celtics losing Game 5.
Yeah, not our best moment. As you guys know, I feel like we've been able to fend those things off, especially throughout the playoffs. For whatever reason, tonight, I feel like it got to us. And it's one of those things that we kind of brought it back. We were able to focus back in, but we can never let that get to us. We can't let that affect our game, the way that things are being played. We feel like we can control a lot of those things. And it's something that, you know, we have to move on and be better on Thursday.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Al for a moment. He was asked about the bad start that the Celtics had in Game 5.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that they came out really aggressive. You know, you got to give them credit. They were pretty good to start with. And I felt like we were okay, and we handled their run, And the thing with us was we weren't really, you know, making shots, you know, early on, but I felt like our defense kept us in it. And, you know, for whatever reason, they just were the better team to start. In the third, we flipped it. We were the more aggressive team and the team that kind of got it going. You know, so for us, it's understanding that, you know, defensively, we have to be who we are. And that's the defense is what's going to give us a chance. Offensively, obviously, we can't turn the ball over. That was a big thing. But just continuing to be solid on the defensive end.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And let's stay with Boston for a moment. Robert Williams. Robert has made a big contribution on the defensive side and getting points in the paint for Boston throughout this series. He was asked about going back to Boston for an elimination game in Game 6.
We know what we need to do. We know what we've been messing up on. Like you said, we've been here before. Got the most confidence in everybody in that locker room. Just got to look each other in the eye now. You know, our backs against the wall.
Indeed, their backs are against the wall once again. That audio courtesy of the NBA. And Robert and the rest of the Celtics, they've been down this road before. Coach Udoka mentioned it in one of the sound bites. He said that they've gone through the situation with Milwaukee and with Miami, and they came out on top. But this is going to be a different situation. They're going up against a team that has NBA Finals experience. They've won 3 championships, and they know how to get it done, but nothing is guaranteed in the NBA and nothing is guaranteed in professional sports. And I know one thing, Golden State is not letting their guard down because they know going back to that tough environment in Boston, it's as they say, it's no walk in the park, I tell you that. And speaking of Golden State, let's go back to the other side of the court for the Golden State Warriors, one of the Splash Brothers, Klay Thompson. He was asked about being close to winning another NBA championship.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It does feel good, but we've been here before, 2016, and we might have been, you know, overly eager, but so, like, it feels good, but we haven't done anything yet, and the mission still is the same, and we're all eager to get to Boston and, you know, play a great game on Thursday.
That audio courtesy of the NBA, and Klay, he knows, again, 2016, they had a 3-1 lead, as he mentioned in the soundbite, and, of course, they would lose to LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and the Cleveland Cavaliers for them to win their NBA championship. So Klay knows that you have to take it one game at a time, one day at a time. So he understands the magnitude of it and not getting too high, but not getting too low. Let's stay with Klay for a moment. He was asked about him, Steph, and Draymond passing up Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili for the most NBA Finals wins by a trio.
It's a blessing. I mean, those three guys are Hall of Famers and some of the greatest to ever play. And I feel like they played my whole life, my whole childhood. So to be in this, just mention the same company with them, that is humbling. And, you know, it won't mean much unless we get another win. So that's awesome. I mean, but it would really add to our legacy if we close this thing out.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And when you think about some of the greatest trios in NBA history or great partnerships in the NBA, you have to mention Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili and what they did in that Spurs dynasty. And that legacy is intact. And like Klay mentioned, he said hopefully they can seal the deal and get a championship, and that would add on to the continuing legacy of the trio of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green for the Golden State Warriors. Klay was also asked about the Lakers-Celtics rivalry. His father, Michael, played for the Los Angeles Lakers, a member of the Showtime era alongside Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, just to name a few. He was asked, what did his father tell him about the Lakers-Celtics rivalry, and what's it like playing against the Celtics?
Well, when you face a team with a history like the Celtics, it's awesome. I mean, they've had some of the greatest players to ever dribble a ball, all the way back to Cousy and Russell, to Bird, McHale, Parrish, and you're watching Paul Pierce and Kobe go at it, and now to add to that legacy, and it's great. And growing up, we would watch those games, and you could just feel the tension in the Forum or at the Boston Garden. And I know he looks back on those with just so much joy, as I do too, because the Lakers-Celtics rivalry really built the NBA, you can say, and it's one of the greatest rivalries in the world. So to kind of be able to be a part of that with, you know, Golden State and Boston, it's a new chapter, and it's just awesome to be here. It's like a dream, honestly. Like, compared to what I was doing last year in this building at this time of the year, it's a dream.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and Clay has been living the dream for a long time, and he's continuing to live the dream now, playing in the NBA, playing alongside fellow Splash brother Steph Curry, and of course with Draymond Green, and of course talked about the memories of watching the Lakers-Celtics rivalry. His dad talking about those memories, and it's just with expressing those memories with great joy, and definitely Clay getting an opportunity to play against the storied franchise known as the Boston Celtics. Finally, Clay was asked about his water retreat. If you've watched ESPN, there's been stories about what Clay will do on his off days. He will have a water retreat where he will relax and he'll go to the beach and unwind, and where he will go into the water and he will just relax and be in a sense of peace. Clay was asked about his water retreat.
It doesn't matter what time of the year it is, the bay, you know, it can be cold, but well, it's one of those days where it's in the low 60s and the sun is shining, I make it a point to jump in the ocean. I just think the ocean has healing properties that a pool might not have, or a cold tub, and just to be immersed in nature like that, it really makes me happy, and just your whole body feels so great when you get out of that cold water, and it just feel like, honestly, you just feel a little closer to God when you look up at the beautiful skies and you just in the ocean. Like, I'm an Aquarius, so I've always loved the water my whole life, and it really is my happy place besides the hardwood.
That audio courtesy of the NBA, and definitely water does have a calming effect. After a long day, you get in and you want to take a nice shower or a nice bath or whatever. And like you said, water has a lot of calming effects and has a lot of great therapeutic properties. And whatever it did to him, it was definitely on his side, because, again, he came through in a clutch in Game 5. He scored 21 points. Let's move along now back to the other end of the court, Boston Celtics guard Jaylen Brown. He was asked if he was suffering from fatigue, and if so, did that lead to the loss in Game 5?
I wanted to be on the floor, and he made trust in me to be out there. So over the course of the game, we made some good plays. We were in it. It felt like we just couldn't get over the hump tonight. Tough loss, but got an opportunity to even it back up on our home floor. Push a Game 7, and I'm looking forward to that challenge.
That audio courtesy of the NBA, and Jaylen played a lot of minutes. Him alongside Jason Tatum, we'll hear Jason's comments a little bit later, but they played a lot of minutes in that contest. They really didn't get much from their bench, so a lot of pressure was put not only on Jason but on Jaylen as well. Let's stay with Jaylen for a moment. He was asked about the faith he has in his team to win Game 6 and force a Game 7.
No, I ain't got no choice. We don't have no choice. It's when to go home at this point. We didn't work incredibly hard all season to put ourselves in this position. I still feel like we have so much more better basketball to play that we haven't played in the last two games. And I'm hoping that the next two games we play Celtic basketball and put our best foot forward like I know we can. And I know the city's going to be behind us. It's going to be a big Game 6, so I'm looking forward to it.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And like he said, the city of Boston, they rally behind their sports teams, and they're going to definitely be rallying behind Jaylen and the Celtics for Game 6. That is going to be a raucous crowd. Let's stay with the Celtics and forward Jason Tatum. He was asked about the faith he has in his team to win Game 6 and also force a Game 7.
You know, I said it before, you better be confident, right? You know, we ain't got to win two in one day. We just got to win one game on Thursday. And we've been in this situation before. So, you know, it's not over. We just got to win on Thursday, and it's all we got to worry about right now.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And, yeah, they have to – they got to do it on Thursday. They have to do it for Game 6 because if they do not and they come out of the gate very slow like they did in Game 5, it's going to be trouble because that offense can get going in Golden with the Golden State Warriors. It doesn't take long at all. Let's stay with Jason for a moment. Jason was asked what happened with him and Draymond with 4 minutes left in the game.
You know, in the NBA, after timeouts, guys try to get shots up. They didn't want me to shoot the ball. So I said, fuck it. I just took the ball with me to the timeout, and I kept the ball the whole time. They ain't say nothing. They just didn't want me to shoot the ball.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And I tell you what, when you're dealing with Draymond Green, it's going to be intense, and you just never know what's going to happen with him. And it's been tense with Jason and Draymond periodically, as well as with Draymond and Jaylen Brown, and also Draymond and Marcus Smart as well. So we should find out. We shall find out what will happen in Game 6. Let's go back to the Golden State side of the court. Andrew Wiggins, what a game he had, a double-double with 26 points and 13 rebounds. Andrew was asked about the appreciation he gets from his teammates.
Yeah, man, that's love, man. That's what makes all this stuff work. You know, we all support each other. You know, we want to see each other do good and, you know, succeed. That's why we're here.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And I tell you, Andrew went through a lot in the 6.5 years that he was with the Minnesota Timberwolves, traded in late in the 2019-2020 season to the Golden State Warriors, and again, makes his first All-Star team this year. And you can tell he enjoys being with the Warriors, being in the Bay Area, and like he said, they show him a lot of love, and it's a wonderful feeling that he gets. Let's stay with Andrew. He was asked, what was the reaction like in the locker room after winning Game 5?
Everyone's just excited, you know, just showing love and, you know, support, and everyone's happy. You know, we're one win away from, you know, winning a championship, you know, so everyone's excited.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And, of course, Game 5, they came out blazing saddles, and everybody was excited about it, and it showed especially in Andrew's play. Let's stay with Andrew again. He was asked, what has made this relationship work between him and the Warriors?
Man, there's just a lot of great people here. You know, great people here that challenge you. You know, they hold you accountable. And this is a sports system. You know, everyone on this team, the organization, they support you. They want to see you do good, and they're going to put you in position to do good.
That audio courtesy of the NBA, and that's what it's all about when you're in a great situation with Steph, Clay, Draymond, and the great Warriors management head coach Steve Kerr. They're definitely putting Andrew in a position to win, and he's definitely benefited from it in his short amount of time with the Warriors. Finally, he was asked about his teammate Draymond Green and his impact on the team.
Everything I thought he was going to be like, he is. You know, he's intense, he speaks his mind, and he makes everyone around him better, even on the court, everyone around him better. You know, he finds people, he creates. He's a monster on the defensive side. So, you know, he's the anchor. You know, he holds people accountable. You know, like I said, he wants the best for you. He's going to make you better. So everything he does it for a reason. You know, and he can dish it out, but he can also take it.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And Draymond Green, again, is the motor. He's the energy. He's the heart and soul of the Golden State Warriors. And when Draymond presses you, he just wants you to do better. And definitely it's rubbed off on a lot of his teammates. And Andrew Wiggins is no exception to the rule. And finally, Steph Curry. Steph had a tough night shooting. He only had 16 points in this contest. Steph was asked about his off-shooting night despite his team winning Game 5.
I mean, of course, it bothers me as a shooter. You want to impact the game that way, but thankfully that's not the only thing that you do out there on the court. I remember the first game of the year against the Lakers, I had a very similar like shooting night, but impact the game other ways. And I remember I said, like, I played horrible, but I had to kind of define what that looked like in terms of just trying to make the right play, keep things simple. And the fact that, you know, everybody stepped up, Wiggs, JP, you know, Clay hit some big shots. Draymond found his life and his spirit and the way he impacts the game. we could withstand going 9-for-40 as a team and me 0-for-9 and still come away with the win. So obviously, track record says, you know, we'll shoot the ball better next game. And looking forward to that bounce back.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. In Game 6, Steph is hoping that it is a bounce-back game for him because Game 5 was not the game that he had. After he had that landmark Game 4, Game 5 was a complete opposite. But Steph is hoping for a comeback game, a bounce-back game, as he says, for Game 6. Let's stay with Mr. Curry for a moment. He was asked about the possibility of winning an NBA championship in Boston.
I mean, the fact that we have an opportunity, you know, to win one more game and accomplish the task is exciting. We know it's not going to be easy. We know that that building is a different environment. You know, we had a great win in Game 4, had some solid moments in Game 3, but couldn't get it done. So we understand what we need to do. It's just about going out and executing, trying to bottle up your emotions, knowing how hard a closeout game is. You know, we've had opportunities in prior series to, you know, that first time to try to close the series out and, you know, struggled a little bit. But I think our energy and especially these last two games has been amazing on both ends of the floor. And that's all you want is an opportunity to, you know, play hopefully the best game of the year. Doesn't have to be perfect, but play the best game of the year in terms of our intensity, focus, execution, and know what one more win means. So you can talk about it, you can embrace it, embrace the challenge. You know, a lot of guys in our locker room have been here before, but just got to go do it.
That audio courtesy of the NBA, and it would be something if Steph, along with his team, possibly win an NBA championship in Boston for Game 6. But as Steph mentioned, closeout games are the toughest, not just in basketball, but in any sport that involves multiple games in a series, and it's tough, and it's going to be a challenge for Steph and the crew. And finally, Steph was asked about Draymond Green returning to form in Game 5 and his impact on the team.
And just being able to adapt and show his basketball IQ. Like, I think from when he first showed up on the scene, the talking point was, oh, you don't have to look at the stat sheet. You just know he's in the right place at the right time. He makes winning plays. He impacts winning. He's a winner. All those sound bites, his reputation kind of preceded itself from college, and he's able to carry that into the league. And then, ever since then, like, he's just continued to grow and, you know, elevate his game and his skill set, obviously with his defensive, you know, mentality and identity. But in a situation like, you know, this series where things aren't as smooth and you have some rough patches, he finds a way to respond with the right energy and approach and toughness that if you're watching the game, you notice him at all times because he's kind of everywhere. And, you know, we need that grit. We're not in the finals without, you know, him playing at such a high level all year long, you know, the first three series. And we all have been in the situation where, you know, you don't necessarily meet your standard of, you know, every game, but you keep coming back and finding ways to, you know, help the team win. And that's why we've had so much success. You know, me, him, Clay, Andre, all those guys that know how to do this.
Mark in the middle.
That audio courtesy of the NBA, and Steph just giving reverence and giving much praise to his teammate, his longtime teammate, Draymond Green, and what he brings to the table in terms of setting up plays, being the consummate playmaker, doing the dirty work defense, and doing dirty work on the defensive side and getting the rebounds. So again, the final score in Game 5 of the 2022 NBA Finals, the Golden State Warriors 104, the Boston Celtics 94. Again, the stats for Golden State: Andrew Wiggins had a double-double with 26 points and 13 rebounds. Klay Thompson finished with 21 points. Steph Curry had 16 points. Jordan Poole had 14 points. Gary Payton II had 15 points, and Draymond Green had 8 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. Meanwhile, on the losing side for Boston, Jason Tatum had a double-double with 27 points and 10 rebounds. Jaylen Brown finished with 18 points. Marcus Smart had 20 points, and Robert Williams had 10 points. Golden State now leads the series 3-2. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and until next time, so long, everyone.
Are you a self-starter, able to work independently and accomplish challenging academic tasks? Do you want to work within your own schedule and complete lecture and theory modules online, then come to campus for scheduled labs and exams? Medical Training College now offers hybrid medical assistant classes. To learn more and schedule a tour, visit mtcbr.com/mahybrid. We'd love to meet you and show you how easy it is to enroll.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Dad deserves double the thanks this year. So this Father's Day, give him the power tool system that has everything for every job. The Ryobi One Plus tool system now on special buy. Over 260 Ryobi tools powered by one interchangeable 18-volt battery. And for a limited time, when you make a qualifying Ryobi purchase, you get one select tool or battery free. Feels like Father's Day at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Offer valid through July 31st, 2022. Valid at participating stores and online. Limit one per transaction. Dad is the smartest guy you know, so give him a gift that's just as smart. Like a battery-powered smart doorbell from Google Nest that lets him see what's happening at his door and answer it from anywhere. The Google Nest doorbell is now on special buy for only $129.99 and works on any home. Find the best and smartest gifts for dad. Feels like Father's Day at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Offer valid through June 19th, 2022 at participating U.S. stores and online. Limit 5 per customer.